Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime, I must have overdosed on your love, because this time around, I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice and thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul.
Yeah.
goodness, and sweeter. Gifted, my goodness, gifted vocalist, gifted performer, brand new album, subtitled album, Brielle. We're going to get into some new tracks from a new album. So on behalf of The Zone and, of course, the Teddy Bear, it is my honor to welcome Brielle to The Zone. How are you doing today, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. First and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful new project.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, the buzz right now is Rock the Catwalk and, of course, Ought to Be. But I'm going to tell you something. I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. And one of my favorite, if not my favorite song on the entire album, is Want Your Love. You did an incredible job vocally on that song. So could you tell the listeners? It's my pleasure. Can you tell the listeners? Because we've been waiting for some new music from you. So what has the process been like for you as far as the positive feedback that you've been getting about the concerning new album?
Well, thank you so much. I love Want Your Love, too. It's hard for me to choose a favorite, but cause I love all of them equally, but that's awesome. Thank you. And the process of finishing the album was really hard for me because I had initially around 30 songs that I couldn't decide which ones I should put. You know, I had to narrow it down to around 10. And so it was tough for me to pick and choose. But I'm very happy with the 10 that we decided upon. And it's been really heartwarming, I guess. It makes me feel really good to hear that so many people love what I've worked so hard on and love the tracks and the whole flow of the album. So it's really cool.
What I'm so impressed with as far as the whole concept of the album, because when they hear songs like Rock the Catwalk and Ought to Be, and first thing they want to say, okay, pop music. But what I love about the album, you give them so many different aspects of who you are as far as showing a sense of versatility in the music. How important is it to you as an artist to show the listeners out there that I don't want to be boxed in or labeled as quote-unquote a pop artist, but I'm very versatile as far as being an artist?
That was exactly my goal. I'm so glad that you have said that, and many other people have said that as well. That makes me really excited because I write all over the board. Even songs that I have that I haven't recorded or really shown anybody, I write everything from pop, like dance, EDM, to alternative, and some like alternative rock. I even have a couple of rap songs that I've written that I haven't really showed anybody yet, but I literally am not in a box. So that was my main goal, actually, with this first album and why we chose those 10 songs. I wanted to show a well-rounded version of myself and have them all tie in together so they still have all that that common pop thread between them all, but they show a little bit of each side of me. Thank you for recognizing that. That's so cool.
Oh, absolutely. As I said before, to me it all comes down to substance. And also going in, because every artist has different layers of their personality. It all comes down as far as what layers are they willing to reveal to the listening audience where they can be more relatable. Absolutely. And I find you did a wonderful job doing that as far as in an introduction, because you allow people to get close to who you are. How important is it to you to make sure that you always remain true to who you are as an artist?
That's a really difficult thing to do because when I put out a project like this, I myself, Brielle, I'm the front artist, and a lot of times listeners view their favorite music and think of only the artists, but in reality, there are so many people that have worked behind the scenes, and I have a team around me, and we've all worked together to make sure that the product represents me the best, which is amazing. But also because of that, there's so many different opinions that it's easy sometimes, if I'm in a moment of doubt, to get drawn into somebody's opinion, and it's not always the easiest to stay true to my original vision. And I think that's a mistake I made when I first started writing music in my early teenage years. And I didn't know how to reveal, like you said, all aspects, all layers of myself. And that's a scary thing to do. So I was more susceptible to others' opinions and wanted to play along and please other people. And that it didn't, with the product, the end product didn't come out as well or as heartfelt and sincere. And when I learned to take in everyone's opinions and just consider them and apply my original vision, then it turns out so much better. And that's the product that we have out right now, which I'm absolutely in love with.
Absolutely, because it definitely resonates through the entire project. One of the things I've always found so challenging for female artists in general is that as being a woman has the ability to channel so many different emotions and expressing them in so many different varieties and different fashions, especially just experiencing life in general, love, not love, sad, glad, you name it. Mm-hmm. For you, it seems to me, just from the outside looking in, that working on this project, it just shows that you went through so many different emotions in the process of recording this new album. Can you give the listeners a little bit more insight as far as what your thought process was when you finally say, I'm finally getting the album out?
Generally, when I write, I don't have a set concept that I want to write about. Sometimes I do, but in general I don't, and I just have to open my heart up, and whatever comes out is what ends up being on my mind and on my heart, sometimes when I didn't even realize that it was something that I was thinking about. And yeah, it's amazing. I'm not very good at not that I'm not good at speaking publicly, but I'm not as good on the fly with speaking with my words and making a full idea known. But when I write, I am able to convert the emotions that I feel into a story. And it's a really, really cool feeling. And it kind of shows that everybody just has a different way of expressing things. And for me, it's through my writing. But yeah, there's a myriad of emotions dealing with the typical love, falling out of love issues. But also a lot of my songs deal with real life issues in terms of current events that are happening politically, socially, economically, and I've turned them into love songs. So on the surface, a lot of times it seems like a love song, but it's based upon facts and stories that have happened. For example, I have a song that's not out yet called Ready for War that I wrote about the war in the Congo. On the surface, it's about fighting for who you love and what you believe in. So it's really cool. I guess anything can come out. You never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely, especially as far as the writing process. Do you feel, I've always detest putting labels on people. You know, you're an R&B singer, you're a pop singer, you're an opera, jazz. I mean, just label, you're trying to box somebody in. For you as an artist, when you see the different things that are going around as far as socially in this society, and I've picked apart a lot of things that you've done in this album, and it's like you give us a taste, and I said, man, she has so much more of her to give, that at some point a lot of the music that you left off the album How difficult was it to kind of say, man, I really want this in here, but we're going to stick to this right now. We're going to stick to this format because I really just really want to get this project out there for the people to hear.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what's happened. And a couple of the songs that I ended up not placing on this album will be on my next album because there are so many things socially in particular that are going on right now. And I have written about, and there's stuff that's so important to me and so close to my heart, it kills me not to have people hear it and be able to share with me. I actually wrote a song 2 days ago that the hometown that I grew up in has a really, really terrible heroin problem. And hearing stories of people my age, people I went to high school with, just dying this year of overdosing on heroin, and growing up with these people and knowing them, and it's really sad. And I just wrote a song the other day that you would never know that that's really what it's about, I guess, but it highlights the real issues. It's kind of like the cookie cutter house, American Family. On the outside, they look pristine and perfect. And on the inside, nobody's perfect. Everybody's got their issues and everybody has their demons. Everyone's got a different demon that you got to deal with. So, yeah.
But you spent so much time expressing that through the music. And I think the song, I don't think I know the song that epitomizes you as far as the whole project. We have a song on there called Unstoppable. And to me, that epitomizes who you are as an artist. Now, I must say, you went back to my lane when you started using Rock the Catwalk. When I first listened to the song, I said, wait a minute. That's the Clash. That's off the Combat Rock. I'm dating myself. That's okay. I'm all right. I'm dating myself. And I said, it really rocked. How you put your own special interpretation on them. How did we get to that point where you're able to choose that kind of, I don't want to call it interlude, but use that mix in choosing the Clash?
I first of all, love the original song. I love a lot of the Clash's songs. And just as much as I love incorporating the serious things that happen in life, I love having fun and being frivolous and not that fashion is frivolous. I love fashion so much, and I went to fashion school. But it's a lot of fun. So it wasn't actually my idea to write. My friend Billy Evans came to me and was like, Brielle, like nobody's ever redone a Clash song. Why don't you redo Rock the Catwalk and call it Rock the Catwalk? Because you're, at the time, I was in fashion school then. But you're in fashion school, and, you know, you're in this world. And I was like, what? And I didn't really want to. I was apprehensive because it's such a classic song and that's such a touchy subject to remake something that's already fixed. You know, you don't fix what's not broken type of thing. But I was like, all right, you know what? I'll give it a try. This could be a total disaster, but we'll see what happens. And I ended up loving what we did. We edited it a lot because I knew that with a remake of any song, it's got to be perfect. There's no room for error in anything, in any type of music, but there is even less room, like, for a remake of such a classic, popular, amazing song. And I ended up absolutely loving what we did, and the Clash signed off on it. And so they're co-writers on the song, which is really, really cool to me that they actually liked it. Like, oh, that's so cool. It's not even the same genre or anything, but it's fun. It's a really fun song.
Well, you did a wonderful job, and the listeners love it to death. I mean, it's obvious
with
the positive
feedback.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So without further ado, let's get into one of the many fantastic songs from the new album, the self-titled album from Brielle with Walk the Catwalk here in the zone of the LPL Radio.
Walk the catwalk, we gon' rock this party all night.
Rock the
incredible Brielle from her new self-titled album, available everywhere. So make sure you head over to iTunes and purchase this new album. As we grow as individuals in this society, as far as having our own opinions, what we want, what we want to do, we develop our own vision. What is Brielle's, what is your vision as far as elevating yourself to becoming a better songwriter?
I always constantly study all of the music that's out in the top 10 to the top 100 pop charts on Billboard. And I, whether I like a song or not, it's popular for a reason. And I sit there and I dissect the songs and the melodies and phrasings and the way the lyrics are put together. And I always want to make music my own. I never want to copy anything, but I feel that studying everybody else and what everybody loves helps me put my music together more cohesively. And I feel like, just like with education, when you're learning about any other topic, whether you're a scientist, doctor, lawyer, you study what's been done before and what everybody else has learned. And I do the same thing with my music. So I'm also classically trained on the violin, and I constantly, since I was 5, have played all kinds of music from the classical eras. So that's also ingrained in me. And I feel like the more that I can learn, the better, the more I can incorporate into my songwriting and the better it'll get.
I find it very ironic that you mentioned that, because I had a conversation a couple of days ago with a colleague, and I said there's so many facets of her that people don't know, from just as far as musicianship. And I said, I can see, and I may be wrong, will be the first and definitely will not be the last, I can see within the next maybe 10 years, I can actually see you doing a jazz album. I really truly see that. Because,
yeah, that would be cool.
Because all of us are individuals.
I would love that, just like Lady Gaga did with Tony Bennett last year.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, I can see you do it. I can see you do it. For someone that has not had the opportunity to hear your music, and they go online, they've been told, hey, this great artist, so forth and so forth. What would you say to them to entice them to say, you need to purchase my new album? What is it that you bring to the table?
I feel like I bring a different sound. I combine genres. Like you said, I'm not very defined in what I do. And I think that's new. That's been happening a lot more with artists combining certain genres, but I combine almost every genre together, I think. And I think the topics of my songs as well are a little bit more, they reach deeper down inside of you than, I guess, in my opinion, a lot of other pop songs do. And I feel like our generation, with everything that's going on right now, we want something that we can relate deeper to. And I feel like I bring that to the table.
Now, I mentioned to you earlier at the beginning of the broadcast that one of my favorite, if not the favorite song that I really thoroughly enjoyed from the new album, Want Your Love. And the reason why I love it so much, because a lot of times I think when an artist goes in the studio, we get so caught up in the production aspect of the music. And a lot of times the production can overshadow vocally what the artist can truly bring that can resonate to the listeners. And this particular song, I can really get so much clarity from your voice, the meaning, the desire, the meaning of what you're saying. It really comes across to me. And I just want to tell you how proud and how impressed I am that you have managed to do that and kind of work your way. When you've woven away the music that you've been through to create a balance in the music. And I just wanted to express to you how impressed I am with that.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, with that song in particular, actually, I recorded a demo at with my friend.
Hello, Brielle, did we lose you? I hope not. Hello. I think we have, yeah.
Teddy, I think you lost her. Let me call her in, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm well, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, doing wonderful.
Let me get her for you. Hold on.
Live radio, you gotta love it, family. Remember, we still purchase the new album, the self-titled album, Brielle. It's available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who'd like to live more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. You can always catch up with the comings and goings of her social media website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all Brielle Music. And also on Twitter and Instagram, that's Brielle_Music. Also on Periscope.
You lost me, man.
Teddy, we're back on with Brielle.
All right.
Hello,
thank you, my
sorry
man.
About that.
Hey, that's quite all right. We was giving the listeners an ear for making sure they get all the proper information and get this new album. It's imperative. It's definitely imperative. At the end of the day, I want to talk to you about longevity, because this industry can, at the end of the day, it's a business, and you are a brand. How far do you want your brand to expand internationally? Because you said fashion, you know, fashion and music, they go hand in hand. So how far do you want to expand your brand?
Oh, yeah. Longevity is very important, and that is something that I really, really desire. I definitely, in the future, want to have my own fashion brand. Right now, I have a crown collaboration with Colin Tink. And we're selling crowns on my website. Colin King, is a designer who has basically created the look that I have. I've worn his pieces since my very first music video, Catch a Star for You. He's absolutely amazing. And just very recently, we did a collaboration and have crowns that are for sale on my website, RielleOnline.com. They're super fun. But in the future, I definitely want to have... Actually, I want to do a menswear collection. I've always been very into menswear rather than womenswear, but expanding into having both a womenswear and menswear collection would be really cool, a la Gwen Stefani with her Lamb brand, or the Olsen twins with the Row. I want to be very involved with the design process, not just slap my name on something, basically. I love shoes, too, so in a perfect little fairy tale world, I would have my own shoe line as well.
You know, that makes two of us, because I definitely have a fetish for shoes, Lord and mercy. I have no more room in my closet for shoes, I will admit.
Me neither.
So I'm letting you know up front, if you decide to make a men's line, anything with a teddy bear on it, I will definitely rock it. I promise you that I will.
Oh, good. Yay.
That
awesome.
I will. I know the listeners would like to know, and I know they're going to get me if I don't ask, when can we expect some live performances from you? Because I know there's a lot of listeners and supporters out there who want to see some live performances.
Well, I have quite a few coming up. I'm actually playing tonight in New Brunswick, New Jersey at the Cork Tavern. It's right near the Rutgers University campus, I believe. I'm also playing in New York City Saturday night at 9 p.m. at Desmond's Tavern. I'm doing an acoustic show for about an hour. And what's unusual, this is a free show Saturday night. So it'd be amazing, you know, get as many people there as possible, because it's not often that I do a free show. I have a lot of other gigs coming up, too. It's hard to keep them all straight in my head and have them, you know, off the top of my head all the time. But if you follow me on social media, My Twitter and Instagram is Brigal_music, and I post all the time updates with everything I'm doing. And on my website, you can sign up for my newsletter where I send out a newsletter to let everybody know what's going on, and you can find out all of the information that way as well.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully soon you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love for you to come down here in the studio and perform. Actually, perform acoustically. I would love to hear that. I know the
love that. Yeah. Yeah, when I do acoustic shows, I get to play my violin, too, which is super fun.
Last question I must ask. If you could get in a time machine and go back, let's say 5 years, what would the Brielle today tell the Brielle 5 years ago? What would you say to her?
Ooh, that is so funny. I just finished writing a song today about that, like, almost that same thing. so my head's all wrapped around that. Except instead of 5 years ago, it's 20 years forward. So that'll probably be a nice album. We'll see. But anyways, the Brielle 5 years ago, geez, that I would have been 16. See, it's hard to say. I would probably warn myself of specific things that I, people that I've worked with and things that I went through business-wise, and tell myself to avoid certain situations. But at the same time, I feel like if I didn't go through a lot of the struggles and situations that I had, I wouldn't be know as much as I would know now. So I think I would just tell myself to be stronger in my word and in my vision, and know right off the bat not to do what anybody else wants me to do. That was something that I had to learn. And I feel like that would have, staying true to my vision from the beginning, would have put me a little bit further than I am now.
I cannot wait to see what you have in store with so many of us in the near future. I really can. And this is your home, and I sincerely want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. And family, again, remember, the new self-titled album is available as we speak, and get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of this very talented young lady on a various social media website. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know, okay? It was truly a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking with you as well.
Thank you so much, Teddy.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right. God bless. Have a great show tonight. All right. Ciao. The incredible Brielle here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And I was talking earlier about my favorite song on the entire album, Want Your Love. So far be it for me to deprive so many of the listeners out there. Let's get into it. I Want Your Love from the incredible Brielle from her self-titled new album here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'll get you chill out of my phone. From
Aztec Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23, in the zone of LOT Radio. And before that, my goodness, the incredible Real, I Want Your Love, from a self-titled album, Real, available on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Google Play. And if I'm not mistaken, also check Spotify, absolutely. And to get all of the latest updates, be sure to catch up with her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's at Facebook, Real Music, and Twitter, Real _music, and also for Instagram. She's also on Periscope. That's at Periscope, Real Music, and last but not least, Snapchat, Dead Bug, or Beg Bog, B-E-D-B-O-G, try saying that four times real fast. Fantastic new artist, fantastic album, love it, definitely love it. And speaking of love it, why don't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, of course, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we welcome actor Dominique L. Santana. And if you don't know who this gentleman is, my goodness, you soon will be. He'll be playing Suge Knight on the new upcoming Tupac biopic, All Eyes on Me. So I cannot wait to speak to this very talented gentleman. Again, tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. Central, Dominique L. Santana, Lord have mercy, playing Suge Knight on a new upcoming Tupac biopic, All Eyes on Me. Definitely a beautiful thing. Speaking of All Eyes on Me, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by the new and improved Comfort Zone website at www.lotl.comfortzone.com. You can also get your notes on Twitter. It's at Twitter at LOTLRadio. Instagram, instagram.com/LOTL, the Comfort Zone, and for non-stop, 24-hour non-stop live streaming music, Lord have mercy, stick around, hang at the zone for a little while, we got what you need, it's a beautiful day, and also on Facebook, that's at facebook.com/LOTL, the Comfort Zone, It's a beautiful day. Got a lot of things in store for you, but you know what? I don't want to take up too much of your time because we're running out of time. You see, what, Teddy Bear, you're doing such a short show. We got so many things to do. Got a lot of things on the horizon. Like I said, we're going to get into it. We're going to distribute as much information as we possibly can. But in the meantime, while I got you here, is it okay if we get lost in some more R&B? Donnell Jones. I'm gonna love ya. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I wanna love you. So let's stop playing the blame.